Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. I pray if you're in the Northeast this morning that you are keeping warm. It is bitter cold here in the Northeast, so I just encourage you, if you must go out, I know a lot of schools are out today in the Northeast. If you must go out, be sure to keep yourself warm. So I'm excited that you decide to join me this morning, and it is my intention to give you some great information that will keep you warm this morning.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, yes, yes. I've got me some good news for you this morning. My new blog is live, and I want you to go visit it at dynamicdaphneon.wordpress.com. dynamicdaphneon.wordpress.com. I want you to go check my new blog out, The Empowered Transform Self. So go check it out and tell me what you think. http://dynamicdaphneon.wordpress.com. So go check my blog out there. So far I have one posting there. And if you would like to be a guest blogger on my blog site, let me know. I would welcome your input there as well. So go check me out. Leave me some comments and let's keep the ball a-rolling there. I also want to remind you to check out our link for our donation for the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. It is http://www.gofundme.com, the numeral one, lowercase g, lowercase m, the numeral 3 and 8. So We are looking for your support there. And as I mentioned last week, coming up the middle of February will be your deadline to pay your deposit to secure your cruise at the going rate. And you may do so by contacting Olinda Begg. If you want to email her, you can email her at olindabegg@aol.com. olindabegg@aol.com. Or you may reach her by telephone by calling 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. And Todd is the cruise consultant for our cruise. So, and the cruise will be June the 14th through the 22nd. So we are really looking for your support in helping us to provide breakfast for these students, for the students at the Carmel Elementary School in Jamaica, West Indies. So we are really looking forward for your support there. If you have not yet done so, I invite you to join me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne and also on Facebook at Dynamic Daphne. And for those of you who are in the Greater Litchfield area, I would love for you to come out and join us at our National Association of Professional Women at our regular monthly meeting. You need more information on that, you can email me at Dynamic Daphne or just visit NAPW.org and you will get all information there. And you can just click on local chapters and click on our Litchfield chapter and you will get all the information there that you want. And to join the conversation here this morning, I want for you to dial 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166, and this will give you the opportunity to be part of the conversation this morning. And this morning show, next week, we have some confirmations and we're going to have some amazing people on next week. We are really looking to just elevate the information that you get here because we want all of us to do much, much better in 2014 than we did in previous years. This is the year of abundance, and we are making sure that we invest in you by giving you all the necessary information needed to do all of that. So we are going to start off today's conversation on tips we can use to step up our entrepreneurial game in 2014. Tips we can use to step our entrepreneurial game in 2014. And majority of what I am sharing today, I'm sharing with you based on the things that I am doing for myself. So just bear with me as I go through these different things and use what you think will be beneficial for you And what you think you cannot use, you just file it away for some time else, because I tell you, there is no information that does not come in handy at some time or another. So grab yourself something that you can take notes with, so that you can document and record all the information I'm giving you. Yes, you will have access to download this segment from the archive. However, I find out personally for myself that when I write things down, I find out that I have ready access to it, and I can go and read it and highlight it and, you know, make comments on it and just see how it applies to me. So I want to start off this morning with rituals, daily rituals that I am using. And if you are just joining on, if you just came in the chat, or if you just unplugged in, we are talking today about tips we can use to step up our entrepreneurial game in 2014. And I want to start off with daily rituals. And I am more committed this year to my daily rituals than ever before. You know, it comes a time when you must say to yourself, enough is enough, and I can't keep doing the same thing all the time. Because if you do that, what is happening, we are just going to be getting the same results. So you need to look in the mirror and tell yourself, enough is enough, and I'm ready to make that shift, whatever your shift is. I know with the increase I'm looking to do in my business, I need 100 plus of a paradigm shift. So I want to start off with my daily rituals. And I'm just talking about the way that I have modified and how I'm doing it this year. I started doing it this year. And I am doing daily meditations. I do them in the mornings, and I do them at night. There are times during the day, depending on what I'm working on, I oftentimes slip another one in there. And I want to tell you a little story about the meditation. And I have been meditating over the years. However, it was not a consistent practice for me. However, late in the fall of last year, I was privileged to attend an event in the Dominican Republic and learned so much there about the advantages of meditation and yoga, and realized that I was doing myself an injustice by not staying committed to the practice of meditation. So I came back and committed to that. So that's on the first, this is the first thing on my list of rituals for the day as an entrepreneur. My second ritual, gratitude journaling, gratitude log. I do this in two formats. I have my log that I log my gratitude in. And my first gratitude each day is the fact that I am alive. You know, I have a cat, and I am so excited because Toby is just as excited as me to see the new day. He jumps up on the windowsill and he wants to look outside and see the light, and he comes back and he checks on his mommy to make sure his mommy is awake. And for me, that relationship between both of us, I am so grateful for every day. Yes, for those of you who are asking, I don't have a husband yet, but he's on his way to me, and I know he's going to find himself in my presence during 24. He's going to be among the first to hear when I announce that as soon as he arrives. And yes, I am giving gratitude for that amazing man that's going to turn up in my life that appreciates and deserves me. So, you know, look for the little things and put it in your journal, in your gratitude journal. Or I am also part of a gratitude community. If you Google me, you will find there on gratitudelog.com. And it is an amazing platform where we gather, people from around the world gather, and we just give gratitude each day. The next thing I do, the next part of my ritual, is to show self-appreciation. And this one is new for me. I was never doing this before. This is all new. And this one I adopted from a colleague and new friend, Al Diaz. And you can look on the radio archives and you will see the show he was on. And you can listen to that. And I tell you, you will be so benefited from that segment. And when Al came on the show, he shared how important it was for us to appreciate and love ourselves. And it is just a simple conversation with yourself by, you know, going up to the mirror and looking yourself directly in the eyes and telling yourself that I love you unconditionally. And he encourages us to repeat that statement 3 times. And that we do that twice a day. So this has become part of my ritual, of my morning ritual and also my nightly ritual. And I encourage you to start doing that as well. Because until we begin to appreciate and love who we are, love and appreciate the skin we are in, we as entrepreneurs will not move into the kind of success that we are seeking to achieve. Remember, before we can manifest this success on the outside, it must be on the inside. So you can't look to your clients and what they pay you to make you successful. You got to create that success you want, and that starts from the inside. The next ritual has to do with health and wellness. And right now, I want to welcome guests 468 to the show. And if you have some insights you want to share about some of the tips you're doing to step up your entrepreneurial game, I would love to hear from you. The number you can call is 646-915-816. That's the number you call in the show if you want to share some information about what you are doing to step your entrepreneurial game. I would love to hear from you. Yes, so I was saying, you know, our successes start inside and we must stay committed to ourselves. So I want to just go repeat what I've gone over so far for the people who are just joining. We're talking about rituals that we do as entrepreneurs. I started off with meditation. Then I spoke about a gratitude journal and gratitude logging. And now I'm just on the third bullet point of self-appreciation. And I share something new that I adopted from ILDS, and is self-love. And he encouraged us to just look in the mirror every day, twice a day, and repeat this statement: I love who you are, I love what you are, and I love you unconditionally. And he encouraged us to do this twice a day. So this is something new for me that I have adopted this year. So now we are into health and wellness. And I am a work in progress. I need to begin my exercise regime. All I'm doing as exercise now is walking, and I need to do it more frequently. All right? The other thing I did pertaining to my health and wellness, I visited a nutritionist that could help to guide me in the area that I need to be. I was able to get a BMI test, and it was phenomenal because my age on the test was showing up that I was like 15. In some tests, I was 15. And up to 20 years younger on the test than I am really in age. So that was good news for me. And not too many things that has been out of whack. So it simply shows that the things that I have been doing with my lifestyle awakening and all of that is really working. So find out for yourself. I am eating a lot of whole foods. I'm doing majority raw and healthy foods. And I'm working on what I'm doing in that area of transformation and I'm in my personal life. And I just pray then and hope that you will find some help there as well. So, health and wellness. I know a lot of people, a lot of my friends, they are consistent in doing their exercises, going to the gym and all of that. And I compliment and acknowledge you all for what you do. Just pray for me because I am a work in progress, but it's all good. The next thing I do is to, on a daily basis, I assess the relationships that I am in. You know, how can I add value to such and such a relationship? You know, is it just a phone call? Is it just go to somebody's social media page and leave a word of encouragement? And one of the ways that I stay committed to all my supporters and followers is that I make sure to tweet daily words and quotes of encouragement. And I know oftentimes that I've been told that tweeting is for on-time communication. But I know that there are times when we are going through something and we want to get a little word of encouragement. So I make sure that my tweets go out very regularly to keep the relationship intact there with my supporters and listeners. Thing I do is that I journal my vision. It's important for me to keep my vision fresh, and I need to stay committed to that. So I journal my vision that I'm working on, what portion of from my intention wall and my intention board that I'm going to commit to today and this week. You know, what am I going to be doing? And I, by doing that, it helps me to keep it fresh in my mind and to get excited about what it is that I am doing for me. The other thing that is important to me on a daily basis, I want to see what my end result is going to be. So if I'm doing this, I know if I do A this way, then B is going to happen, C and D is going to happen, which gives me W at the end of the day. So it's like I have so come to appreciate living in the now and enjoying the present time and enjoying what I can do today towards creating my legacy, towards working on the intentions and goals and vision and mission that I have. And I have found out that in operating this way, it actually takes the pressure off of me. It's not that you're ripping off your hair because you have all these goals and you have not accomplished any of them yet and you get panicky because it's this. I have realized that it is to my advantage to cut things down in bite size, which is better for me. It is more rewarding. I stay excited and enthused about all aspects of everything that I am working on. So these are my rituals for the day. Meditation, gratitude, login or journaling, self-appreciation statement, health and wellness, relationships, regular journaling of my vision, and begin to start to see the end result that I am working towards. Now I want to move into my six C's. The six C's that you can use as an entrepreneur to step up more entrepreneurial. Ask yourself the question, how committed am I to what I am called to do? Am I just doing it because I see others are doing it and they are making a lot of money doing it? Or am I doing it because I know what I'm doing will enhance the lives of others, not only people in my family, but it will make a difference in my community, in my state, in my country, in the world? So why are you committing? Ask the difficult questions about what you are doing. And if you are not fully committed, if you are not all in, if you are not sold out on it, ask yourself the question why. And don't be ashamed to step up to the plate and call yourself and hold yourself accountable and say, no, I'm really not doing this thing justice. I need to recommit. And you all come to recommit for as often you see a need to recommit. If you find out that you can only commit for 6 hours at a time, do that. Because as you build on that time, then you're going to find out you can add more time. And then you're going to find out until you are truly sold out on the mission that you're working on and that you are more fully committed to that. So just ask yourself the question, am I committed to this cause? Or am I just playing? This is the year when you must answer the hard questions pertaining to yourself and your involvement. If you see any slight inclination that you are not fully committed, then you need to go back to the drawing board and work this thing over. But I find out that the first C is the word commitment. Now, the second C is connection. And I have them in this order for a reason. Because after we become fully committed to what we are working on, we are going to want to have the right connections to make sure we are getting the opportunity to add value. Remember, it's in, I mentioned about relationships and all of that in my rituals. And now talking about men and connections. I'm doing this because I realize, not only this year, I realized a long time ago that I cannot do what I do as a lone ranger. I need to be fully committed, sold in, 100% all in. I also need the right connections. And some of these connections are going to come through networking. Some of them are going to come through referrals. You never know how. Or even when you go to networking, because I know a lot of people goes to networking and mixers and all of that. Be sure not only to take your smartphone out and to get their information or to get their cards or whatever way they are using to network at the time. But spend, if you're going to spend 5 minutes with an individual, make sure you make a connection. Find out what gets you two together. How can we connect? Tell you, just taking a card and looking on a business and a person's name does not give you the connection. You need to spend the time with the person to make that connection and to see how you are going to move on from there. After we are fully committed and after we make that connection, the next C is collaboration. For those of us who are looking to grow this year, we know we cannot grow alone. I don't care what it is that you are doing. It does not matter how good you are at what you do. You just cannot do it alone. You need someone to be there with you. You need to collaborate with another individual. You need to collaborate with another organization. The only way you can do it alone is if you are not looking to grow and you just want to remain there. You know, one of the ways I'm doing We call it. I am speaking on summits. I'm speaking at event for people. I'm brainstorming on certain matters. And we're just sharing. You know, yesterday I was on the phone with a new referral, and she was just mentioning to me how important it is for her to be working with others. Because she says that not until we begin to do things together that we grow. I remember as a medical consultant and moving into directorship, one of the things we always focus on is was that anything you want to get to spread like wildfire, you just need to tell a woman, because we know to get the word out. What we do as women, we get we find out that there's a sale somewhere. What we do, we call up the other lady and we tell them, oh, listen, there is a such and such a percentage sale at such and such a place, and I want you to know about it. And it's the same thing with as entrepreneurs. We want to share. Those of us that are looking to grow wants to collaborate and to share ideas with each other. And during the collaboration, we can get joint ventures in different forms, you know, value added. Once you are looking, not what you are going to get, but what you are going to give. Because so long as we focus on what it is we give, the universe will bring back to us. Keep us supply and give us all the good that we need. You know, we don't have to suck up to the universe, because the universe is generous, very, very generous and fair. It is generous, it is fair, and it is always going to give us more than we expect, you know. And we don't have to ask for. Once we apply by the universal laws, we are going to get what we deserve and more. Then, excuse me, number 4C is communication. So we started off with commitment, then we moved to connection, then we moved to collaboration, and now we are at communication. We must be certain that we are communicating effectively what we are about and what we are seeking to attract. Our intentions in all aspects of what we're doing as entrepreneurs needs to be known. You know, remember when I tell you to make that connection? During that time of that making that connection, be sure that you communicated to that person or people that you were talking to everything that they need to know about you and what it is you are about. What are your values? What's your mission? What makes you tick? What makes you get up in the morning? You know, tell them about your family, about your children, you know, your community involvement. A lot of times when we get into conversation with people and to make the connection, we just keep bombarding them about our business and about our business. I have found out that the times when I spent building a true relationship and telling them about who Daphne is. It opened the floodgates for them to want to know about my business. So build a one-on-one rapport, connect soul to soul, person to person, and you're going to find out that the rest is going to be a piece of cake. Because once the people fall in love with you, then they are going to want to do business with you. People will not fall in love with your business. They are going to fall in love with you as a person. Is it your warmth? Is it your smile? What about you will let them fall in love with you? You find that special charm that you have and be sure to communicate it to them in an effective way. The next C number 5, is consistency. Be consistent in what you do. You can't be one thing this minute and then the next second you're another thing and it goes on and on and on and on. I know I have to stay aware and awaken on this consistency piece because there are lots of people who they're always trying to get me into this thing and that thing because they read somewhere how successful I was in Mary Kay and all of that. And I have to tell you, after losing a lot of money trying to try what everybody else is trying to give me to do, I got the aha moment that, no, that's their stuff. They're called to do that. When you did Mary Kay Cosmetics, you did phenomenal there. Now you're in the next phase and the next season of your life. So now I've lost a few people who used to call me up on the phone and everything because I have no interest in being part of that which they are looking to create. And it's okay, I just love them and release them because I have to be consistent with what I do and I must stay true to what I am called for. Not what you are called for, but what I'm called for. And I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying here. I'm not saying I will not support what others are doing. What I am saying, don't expect me to invest in is you are doing if it is not a match to my calling and my purpose. Don't ask me to invest in it. If you want some insight, I'll be willing to share some insights with you. But don't expect me to invest my time and my money and my information in it if it is not a match for that which I am called to do. And for those of you who are listening, I want to tell you that it is important for you to hold the same standard for yourself. Because when we spend time chasing other people's dreams, our dreams are laying dormant. And before we know it, look, it was just the other day we were celebrating the holidays. And today is already January 22nd. So time is not waiting on anybody. Time is moving along. And we have to stay pace with it. So we don't have time to be chasing other people's dreams. We just need to stay true to our dreams. The next, number 6 on my list is contribution. We as entrepreneurs oftentimes say, oh, well, I don't make enough and I can't contribute. I know there are many, many, many organizations out there that are looking for our support. Look in your local area as an entrepreneur. Can you contribute? How can you give back? How can you pay it forward? There is always something. If you are a man, is it a young boy that you can mentor and talk to about what you're doing as an entrepreneur? Share some insights with him. And women can do the same too. You know, share how you came to be an entrepreneur. Because you never know what you will say that will ignite something in that young person and that will point them in the direction of entrepreneurship. So find means of contribution in your local area. Probably want to do something like I am doing. I founded a nonprofit that will be focusing on feeding breakfast to the students, 100 students at my elementary school in Georgia. Also, I contribute by being the president of the Litchfield County chapter of the National Association of Professional Women. I'm also a member of NAFA, National Association of Executive Women. I'm part of the Fraser Networking community. And I am part of this organization because I can always brainstorm with others and share information with them. I'm on a lot of different groups, the Awesomeness Fest Tribe and, you know, Place of Worship at Faith Church. All I am in different ways. So you find that your six C's might be different from mine, or you probably only have four or five, or you probably have 10, 15, or 20. It does not matter so long as you create that list that ignites you and keeps you going. So if you are just joining me, I welcome you to call in and to just share with me with some of what you're doing to really step up your entrepreneurial game in 2014. And now let us hear from our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, so be sure to, this is the year, remember, protect your stuff. And again, to get more information about the cruise, the Norwegian Epic Cruise, I want you to call Todd O'Lindeberg, 203-818-3174, 203-539-0094. And she will give you all the information you want for the cruise, which is June the 14th, 2014 through June the 22nd. So she'll give you all the information. I think to secure the cruise at this cost, the middle of February is when you will need to sign up and pay a deposit, I think, of $250, and that will secure your cabin at the going rate. Now, cabins will still be available. However, they will be much more expensive. So if you want to secure it at the going rate, you need to pay your money at that time. Yes, okay, so I'm excited about, I've shared my list. I went over my six C's that I'm using. Commitment, connections, collaborations, communication, consistency, and contributions. And I want for you to, you can just check the archives and listen on all the things I spoke about on that. I found an article this morning that I was reading, and it came from the Small Business Center, and 10 sanity saving tips for entrepreneurs. So this is published from the Business News Daily, and this was published on the 28th of January. So this is actually 2 days old. So I want to share these 10 tips for you. I want to share the entire article. Some of the things on my list have been encouraged to come in good company. Small business owners have a tendency to want to do it all. Ain't that the truth? They jam-pack their schedules and overload their to-do lists, pausing only to sleep, if they are lucky. With so many things on their plates, entrepreneurs rarely feel they are able to take the time to refresh and recharge. The problem is constantly running around and stressing about your business means you are probably not at your peak performance level. Entrepreneurs typically measure their performance by how much they can do per hour and how well they can accomplish their goals while keeping an open and nimble mind to seize opportunities that others may miss, said Craig Crawford, president of Amiti Skincare and founder of DermaStore.com. That's great, but realistically can't go all the time. Take time away from your business to relax may seem like a luxury you can't afford, but taking a step back can actually help you become more efficient, productive, and organized in the long run. Whether you have room on the schedule for a vacation or just a few minutes to relax, here are 10 simple things you can do to slow down and restore your daily sanity. Easy ways to be more productive. Meditate. Meditation completely clears and relaxes your mind so that you can be more focused and productive. A 5 to 10 minutes meditation session can be as effective as half an hour power nap without the drowsiness that follows, said Heather Pierce, founder of Rayon Hanon. Eat a crunchy snack. Take a 15 minutes break and have a snack such as an apple. The natural sugar is a great pick-me-up, and crunching on an apple requires focus, which has to clear your mind, says Leah Safet, founder and CEO of Rampage. Utilize tech management tools. Thanks to mobile devices, email and social media are always at your fingertips. As important as these communication tools can be, checking them repeatedly can cause you to lose focus and is counterproductive to what you are working on at the moment. By checking emails less frequently and using management platforms like Hootsuite, you can be more efficient in your daily activities, says Ron Torreson, president and CEO of 5W Public Relations. Merge personal and business to-do list. I recommend setting a weekly plan or checklist for both your personal and business priorities that helps you visualize what really needs to be tended to in that given week. After both lists are prioritized, merge them in one weekly priority list. You have a personal to-do item high on the list. Schedule it somewhere in your busy day. This helps you accomplish both your personal and business goals without thinking of your personal goals as secondary. Rachel Katz-Galat, founder and CEO of both Maternal Science, Inc. and Healthy Mama. Keep that list in front of you. Having your to-do list on a pad of paper that sits on your desk can do wonders. As a business owner, I always feel I am forgetting something. When I have this list, all I have to do is to look to see what needs to be done. I don't have to pop any electronics, and there is something so satisfying and calming about scratching out a task on my list. Hilary Jenga, CEO and founder of Trunkets. Think about why you love your job. Always remember, always try to remember the real reason why you started your business in the first place. For me, it's about pushing myself to be as creative as I can. Precisely that creativity that is needed to overcome the problems that every business faces at any faces at some point. When overwhelmed by circumstances, remember what it is you love about running your own business, and you will find the strength to regroup and carry on. Aveda is founder of Color Latino, The Office. Get out and take some fresh air and some open space. On a trial at the beach, someplace with some great scenery, to gain perspective, in a pinch, city streets, my local neighborhood, or just a walk around the block from the office can do the trick. Exercise indoor. Exercise outdoors is the perfect antidote for a stressful day, says Helene Marcus, CEO of COYUCHI. Spend time with time with your kids. As a busy entrepreneur, my children force me to slow down and realize what really matters in life. If I am beyond stressed from the day I just stop pay and play with them or go for a walk in the neighborhood, it's a great way for me to regroup. Ale Lesser, founder of Koozie Bug. Do something non-business related to refresh, recharge, and restore sanity. Entrepreneurs should occasionally commit to a non-business activity that completely occupies their brains and bodies simultaneously, so that when they re-engage in their business perspective, they are refreshed. These activities can range from watching a great movie to playing an intense video game, or even things like go-kart racing or body surfing. Get a good night's sleep after this mind-occupying activity, followed by a warm shower and a potential caffeine-free beverage. This is from Craig Coffrett. take a long trip. I play the piano, exercise, and see a lot of movies to sustain on a weekly basis, but rarely restoring my sanity means getting away. It takes a while, but ultimately I start to get bored and I find myself thinking creatively about business. I have tons of ideas that I am ready to implement when I return. Julie Rose, founder and president of Sweet Hospitality Group. Unconventional ways to increase employee productivity. Workers having trouble relaxing on vacation. The most productive day of the work week are all other articles that is here that we can benefit from as entrepreneurs, and because there are entrepreneurs that have employees as well. So I want to share these with you as well. This one for unconventional ways to increase employee productivity was written by Nicole Falcon. Want your employees to get more done during the workday? Some employers might think that setting limits on things like mobile devices and internet access is the answer, but many companies have found that giving their workers more freedom and flexibility would certainly, through certain policies, is the key to increase efficiency. Progressive companies are evolving their benefits programs and finding ways to drive employee productivity without breaking the bank. Chris Duchesne, Vice President of Global Place Solutions at care.com, a care providing matching service. They are providing tools to help reduce the amount of time employees spend on personal issues, giving them time back in their day that they often designate back to work. Duchesne suggests a few policies that can be implemented to boost productivity, morale, and culture among employees. Five ways to improve their work and life balance. Work-life balance. And here is his article. This is great stuff here. Life balance doesn't have to be a long-term goal. Here are five tips you can do to improve yours today. Work-life balance is something that many deserve, but few are able to successfully achieve without serious attitude adjustment. In an age where employees are always connected to their work through mobile device, it can be difficult to have a fulfilling personal life when you feel like the office is an ever-present threat to your time. Dr. Garner Newcomb and Kay Woods are the founder and CEO of ReLock, a speaking series that helps workers navigate the high demand of their of both career and home responsibilities. One topic frequently covered by these two female CEOs is finding work-life balance. For employees, work-life balance is a necessity to being successful. In the workforce, Newcomb told Business Tuesday some of the best articles for employees that want work-life balance is a lack of ability to prioritize and balance their work and their lives. And that is a fact. That is indeed a fact. All right, so if you have some ideas you want to share with me, I want you to call me 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. All right. Another outcome another is overcoming the guilt of long work schedule and accepting the need for individual personal time, Woods added. As many experts on the subject have pointed out, work-life balance is about building an impenetrable wall between your office and your home life, but finding ways to connect and integrate the two. Based on that notion, Newcomb and Woods offered five actionable ways you can improve your work-life balance today. Recognize the role of work. Work plays a significant part in life. It keeps the lights on, pays the mortgage, makes the car payment, funds retirement, permit yearly vacation, adopt the right mindset, allows you to celebrate and enjoy fruits of your labor. Know and own a support group. Take time to identify your core family and friends support group. This group should be constant and unconditional and enable you to remain on target and energized. They will help you stay mentally and physically healthy by reminding you to carve out family time, exercise time, and laughter. This, in turn, will generate an overall sense of well-being for you. Develop a calendar for your family, and a calendar keeps you accountable to both work and family. When a calendar is implemented, You will be able to schedule work activities during the workday and establish a cutoff time to be with family. Create a calendar that works for you will allow you to stick with it to create a true work-life balance. Learn to breathe. Work can get so demanding that you experience anxiety or become overwhelmed, causing you to literally a fugitive or figuratively hold your breath. Neither state can be maintained by for long for you to be healthy. Relax, release, breathe as you slow down and learn to breathe. To give you the opportunity to regroup and access where you are. Be present, consistent, and accountable. Being present requires you to be at home and at work and during free time. The quality of being present makes a significant and positive impact on your surroundings. Being consistent requires you to realize that what you do each and every day matters. Where you spend your time and energy has a direct connection on how successful you are in achieving work-life balance. Finally, being accountable allows amazing and wonderful things to happen. I have just tweeted the link for that. So for those of you who want to get more of that, be sure to check out my link on. Check my link out, and you are going to be able to see that. So this is a great information there. You know, things that we can do as entrepreneurs to just step it up a notch here. And you know, isn't it amazing all the amazing things that we as entrepreneurs can do? And enjoy what we are doing as if we are big corporation. I want to share this article here. I haven't read it yet. I have it bookmarked, but I have not read it yet. I want to see what it has for us as entrepreneurs. The most productive day of the work week. Yay! And this is from Chad Brooks, again, a Business News Daily contributor. Businesses that have big projects that need to get finished should have employees get started on them early in the week, because it's all downhill after that. New research shows a study from a staffing firm, Accountemps, discovered that Monday and Tuesday are the most productive days of the week. specifically, 39% of human resource managers think employees get the most done on Tuesdays, while 24% believe productivity peaks on Mondays. After the start of the week, the amount of work getting done seems to drop. Only 14% of those surveyed feel the most work gets done accomplished Wednesdays and Thursdays and Friday to the least productive day maximum. Let me reread that. After the start of the week, the amount of work getting done seem to drop. Only 14% of those surveyed feel the most work gets accomplished on Wednesdays, with Thursday and Friday tied for the least productive days. Max Messer, chairman of Accountemps, says Mondays can be productive because many workers spent the day chatting up from the previous week and planning the one ahead. On Tuesday, employees may begin to have time to focus on individual tasks and become more productive, Messer says. The goal should be to maintain a productive momentum established on Tuesday throughout the week. To help you make that happen, Accountemps offers the following five tips to increase productivity and make every day like Tuesday. Here are their tips. Okay, those are the tips I already shared. You already got them, the work-life balance tips, all right? So, did we share this one here? All right, so let's do this one. 25 tips for work-life balance. Okay, they're just giving us, all right, they gave us the companies, the top 25 companies and that is practicing the work-life balance. And they give us that list so we can look on their list here. Allison Willoughby Glassdoor, Senior Vice President of People, said promoting healthy work-life balance can help with both recruiting and retention efforts. By encouraging a healthy work-life balance, such as instituting flexible schedule, the option to work from home, or even fostering managers to recognize employees are people with lives outside of work, employers can build a really solid company culture that employees appreciate and want to be a part of leading them to stay longer and oftentimes be more productive as well. This year, Americans were based solely on their input of employees who elected to participate in an online company review survey. The survey gathered employee feedback on some of the best and worst reasons to work for their employer. Other organizations rank on this year's top 25 companies for work-life balance are the following. So let's hear these lists. And here's the 25 lists. So if you are working at this company, you know you're getting the best. For those people who are not there, we can all adopt something that some things that they are doing. And here are the top 25 lists. National Instruments, Salon Consultant, MITRE, Orbix Worldwide, Scott Trade, Mentor Graphics, FactSet, Agilent Technology, Nokia, MathWorks, Autodesk, AOL, Citrix System, Global Logics, Yahoo, Taito, MasterCard, Morningstar, Shell Oil, Robert Bosch, Chevron, REI, ST Microelectronics, and NetApps. Employees at top companies on this list reports workplace benefits like flexibility schedules, telecommuting, and perks such as a child care on site, laundry on site, or transportation to and from work as positive contribution to health. Healthy work-life balance. Willoughby said, for employers, it is important to recognize that these are easily adoptable practices that resonate among employees at the highest rated companies for work-life balance. So they are policies to consider. In this third year in a row, Glassdoor has ranked companies based on their work-life balance. Interesting. And these informations are from, you know, bigger companies than AOL. However, we can all adopt something from here that helps us to grow our businesses and to grow our little entrepreneurial companies. You know, so let us use a lot of these tips to step it up a notch and to see, you know, what we can get from our tips that we are doing. You know, what can we do differently to grow? You don't need to be a big business to act like a big one. You know, we honestly and truly need more. And when we realize how many tools are out there, we really and truly do not need to reinvent the wheel. There is a all right, eight New Year's resolutions every e-commerce, every e-commerce New Year's resolution every e-commerce entrepreneur should make. All right, I'm trying to get my stuff settled down here. All right. It is this time of year, yes, and we know you probably have a ton of personal resolutions around health, fitness, relationships, and fulfillment. But let's take a moment to shed some light on what you could focus on to improve your business. Maybe you are already started. You have already started. Let's put you ahead of the curve. But for everyone else who's curious about putting together some goals of their online store, we thought we'd put together this handy list. Feel free to pick and choose your favorite and focus on the ones that matter most to your business. So let's start as an e-commerce entrepreneur, you resolve. Refresh your product photographer. Here's a fun fact for you. A recent study demonstrates that larger picture images can increase online sales by up to 9%. And that's the size of the image we're talking about. From lower bounce rates to visitors browsing multiple products, pages, and spend more time on them. Beautiful products photographs can be an e-commerce game changer. You will want to consider things like the background, lighting, color, or you are using, as well as how your product is portrayed in real life scenarios. Avoid losing sales just because your photography. Then there's optimizing images and product images to make them more searchable, shareable, and attractive. Have a like at the greats. Have a look at the greats' brand product pages to see what we mean. Not only do they do a great job showcasing their footwear, they also go so far to show what's in the inside, what's on the inside of the sneaker. Lastly, think about increasing the quality of images you show on a product page to flaunt your wares from more than one perspective. We also strongly suggest incorporating user-generated images taken with services like Instagram, using the tools like Allopic way, not only do you demonstrate social proof, but you then give browsers insight into how your product looks like on a real-life customer, such as a turn, in turn, enables them to envision it on themselves. Number two, segment your mailing list. If you are like most businesses, chances are more often than not that you end up sending the exact same email to every single contact on your list. If you take the moment to reflect, you will end up realizing that probably no better than sending out a direct mail campaign, engaging business based on how many coupons were used and how many surveys were filled out. That's just not going to cut it. If there is one thing, things people hate about their inbox is the amount of irrelevant email they get from a list they have no idea they had signed up to. Also, consider the diversity of subscribers on your list. Various prospective customers, existing customers, new customers, and former customers. Good point. Each one deserves a unique and tailored email strategy. And that's just the start. You'll soon find yourself with the ability to segment based on things like customer type, interest, location, and so much more. So stop spamming and start segmenting. Trust us, it is worth it. It's weight in gold. Have a look at Nordstrom's segmented emails sent to only their male customers below. I will be tweeting this so you can have it. And for those of you who's on my Facebook page, you will be able to see that as well. And you can copy and save this article. Number three, nail your unique selling proposition. This is the equivalent of answering the age-old question, who am I? Except when you do it for your business, you end up building really strong brand and content that showcase what sets you apart from your competition. That's what a unique selling proposition is. It's all about giving you that edge to sustain your business in the short term and thrive in the long run. This could be anything from your product origin story, value statement, manufacturing process, shipping or returning policy, price or design. Reality reflect on how you want to be known and anchor that desire with something that you feel can be a cornerstone foundation for your brand. One of our favorite USPS has to be that of Hewitt Deming Company, a jeans brand that prides itself on the history of its city. Number four, optimize your transaction emails. This can really be outside the box, thinking for online store owners who view email marketing as consisting of just newsletters and sending out coupon codes. However, in reality, every single email that you send to a prospective existing or previous customer has the potential to optimize for sales conversion creation. Which emails are we talking about here? Everything from you shopping, from your shopping cart, abandonment email, ordering confirmation email, shipping confirmation email, customer feedback email, all of them have the potential with the right amount of thought to be a major online marketing tool for your business. Have a look at Barkboxtimize. It's shopping confirmation email with a solid call to action. And reads, it says like, hello, BarkBox. Your October BarkBox has shipped. It is filled with tons of treats and goodies. And it goes on and give the shipping information. Amazing. This is great stuff here. Great, 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 great stuff here. I am just very excited about this information because there's so much we can do as entrepreneurs to just perk it up here. So I'm excited about what I am seeing here. However, we have 13 minutes remaining. If you have something you want to say, this is your opportunity to call in. 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Number five, use social media to drive engagement. For sure, this was on your to-do list already, but we thought we'd mention it anyway. Why? Because it's really important to shift the focus on using social media as a sales and marketing tool and seeing distinct platforms as engagement tools with the goals of increasing sales indirectly. Engagement means dancing around your product and service with helpful, insightful, and relevant content that nudges prospective customers to try you out and give existing customers a reason to evangelize you. There's plenty of points on getting going with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. However, make sure to focus on the platforms that are the most meaningful for you and your target audience. Narrow your effort and you will be sure to see the fruit of your labor. Have a look at Free People gets its customers involved through adding their Instagram photo to their pages. Number six, leverage analytics to distinct what works. Hopefully by now you have gotten a few months of history online. That's a tremendous amount of data to leverage and take advantage of using tools like Google Analytics to see what works and what didn't when it came down to customer conversion. Number seven, be responsive and accessible on any device. With more than 60% of U.S. mobile phones using owning a smartphone and nearly 41% using their mobile device to make purchases, having a mobile-friendly website is a must. These days, ignoring smartphones and tablets means leaving money on the table, not to mention hearing from disgruntled and previously interested visitors annoyed at how difficult it was to get around the site. If you need more convincing U.S. retail mobile commerce along increased 81% in 2012 to a grand total of $25 billion. But before you start panicking and scratching and scrambling to figure out how much you are going to have to do, Shopfee got you covered with our growing number, responsive front to themselves. And here's a great example. And they gave you the example there. Sell everywhere. Being happy with just selling online means you are potentially missing out. Connecting and selling to customers who are dying to hear about your brand and buying your product may be not exactly, but being a seller is so. 2014 and beyond will be the way of omnichannel retail, meaning that you should be willing to sell anywhere and everywhere, and that's customers willing to pay you for the product. Luckily for you, that's exactly what we are about and with additions of your software family that include the likes of Softly POS and Softly Mobile. We are out to equip you with everything you need to sell online, in store, and everywhere in between. Woo! Hopefully, this gets you started on the road to a prosperous year ahead. What resolutions are you going to keep, or are there ones that you made for yourself that you think other online store owners should adopt? Be sure to let us know. Wonderful. This was a great, great article. And, we all should check out Shopify. So let's check that out, Shopify.com, and see what they have there to offer us. Again, I'm tweeting this article because I know that this is going to be very beneficial to us. And I want to once again thank those of you who have joined me today. Share the information that I have shared here with you. I love it when I find great research that supports everything that we are doing. And I want to once again ask you to visit my new blog. My new blog is Dynamic Daphne on WordPress, dynamicdaphneon.com. So dynamicdaphneon.wordpress.com. It's my new blog. I want for you to visit there. So let's interact there. And GoFundMe.com/4G4m and the numerals 3 and 8 is the link where you can go and support us there for the breakfast feeding program. And for the cruise coming up June the 14th through the 22nd, I encourage you to call Tot Olinda Begg, 203-818-3174, 203-539-0094. Again, Tot Olinda Begg, her email is all the information that you need for the cruise, and we look forward to getting all of your support for this amazing project in Jamaica, West Indies. If you have never been to Jamaica, this is going to be this is your opportunity to go with us and get your hand, get involved with what's going on down there at the school. And remember we spoke about the six C's: commitment, connection, collaboration, communication, consistency, and contribution. If you have not yet adopted something you want to contribute to, I invite you to message me here and get involved with Empowering People Foundation, Inc., where you can begin to contribute in many ways project on the sunny island of Jamaica. You can go down there and you can get busy and work, and then you get to go hang out on the beaches of the island. So I look forward in seeing you again on Sunday. I have some interesting conversation that is coming up in the weeks ahead. And again, join me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook Dynamic Daphne. I'm on Instagram. I now have my blog on WordPress, Dynamic Daphne on .wordpress.com. So I'm on Instagram and all the I just appreciate each and every one of you. And for those of us in New England, let us be safe. Let us remain warm and don't get sick. Just make sure we are dressing warmly as we go out there. So I love each and every one of you, and I want to just pray for you that you will do the best in your business this year, and let us rise together. This is Dynamic Daphne saying so long, and I'll see you on Sunday.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Struggle that came with the slave. I'm fighting.